Steve from Counting Crows.
Hi, this is Eric Clapton.
Hey, this is Sully from Godsmack.
Hello, this is Angus Young and
Brian Johnson of AC/DC.
Hi, this is Steven Tyler from Aerosmith.
Hi, I'm Tyson.
Hi, I'm Nick, and we're the All American Rangers.
Hey, this is Chris Robinson, the guy with the big nose from the Black Crows.
This is Azul from The Union, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
Gentlemen, for the hundreds that are listening and the thousands in attendance, welcome to Monday Night Live. Welcome to the H-Train Show.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh, now you're going to listen to me.
Dabba-doo!
Oh, that's right!
I am skinny, dang it!
Dinosaurs are real.
Can still serve a purpose.
I'll be right back. Don't you go dying on me!
Ladies and gentlemen!
I don't hear you, bro.
I don't hear you either. Keep talking.
Did we finally shut his mic off?
We did it.
That's awesome. I see, Brandon, you sound perfect.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, from...
Still don't hear you.
Nope.
Still don't
Hold on. Me, huh? Start talking, though.
Okay.
I love you.
No. Joel, talk.
Yeah. I
say something.
I don't ever stop talking.
Say something.
How about we have Rob do the read right now?
I could do that. Can you hear me okay?
I see the mic going on Sam.
I don't see mine going up and down on the little EQ thing, so I think I'm not broadcasting either.
No, you guys, well, you're not moving very much.
No. Eric Reed, can you hear us okay? I know you're already listening.
We're good,
dude.
Oh, that's why. Someone went pushing buttons on me.
I want to push a button.
Now try talking.
Can I push a button?
All right, there we go.
Oh, now I can hear you. All
right.
Hear me.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Who?
If you didn't know what you was watching, this is a train wreck, ladies and gentlemen. We are broadcasting from the Colorado Media School here in Studio O. In the Denver metro area here in Colorado. We have one mission, and one mission only.
To drink
and
beer.
And that is for me, Rob, everybody here. We are here to show you and all of our men and women in uniform all over the world that are veterans, that there are more programs out there beyond the VA. My name's H Train.
And I'm Rob.
And today on the keys, we've got Pipes.
Hey, what's going on?
And by popular demand, Wally joins us. And
Wally?
Wow.
Willie.
Now I'd just like to know.
They named you after the Green Monster.
Who demanded that?
Yeah.
Well, you did, because
you
you're
said
a hungry
popular
demand.
Well, all right, you got me there.
Yeah.
You got me. Can you hear me okay, Brandon? Pipes?
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't hear me.
Oh, you don't hear you?
Which
you want to hear you? How about now?
And it could go either way.
Well, we got a great show planned for you today. We're going to be talking with Hometown Outdoors. I'm sure I messed that up, but they've got a trip. They've got a trip alert. These guys are great. They take veterans and our first responders out, ice fishing, you name it, they do it. We're going to be talking to him briefly because not only do they got a trip alert coming up, but if I'm not mistaken, they got a golf tournament as well. So we'll be talking to him about that. And if you know a veteran or, you know, let's say you was at the 24-hour fitness gym and somebody's sitting there being like a barracks lawyer and tells you something and you're like, dude, that doesn't even sound right. Don't even be the trigger, man. Don't do what I do. Don't go up and say something. In fact, keep that question so that when Allie comes on in the second hour, she can answer all those questions.
I need you guys to do a scene from Guardians of the Galaxy. I can do that.
Yeah.
We can definitely do that. Can I be Rocket?
So
I'm wearing a green shirt underneath my shirt.
That's funny.
And look what it's doing.
Where's your heart?
That's kind of cool, dude.
There's a train in your chest.
Hey, what's up, Swiss? We miss you.
No, we don't.
Maybe not,
who
yeah.
Who does?
I think he pushed some buttons on me, which got me a little messed up to start the show.
I just wish he had a good recipe for whiskey and Sprite.
He's got a great commercial for it, though.
If I just had that, I'd miss him.
We had a brand new DJ, kind of, well, not really debut, but he did his second show today during the prime time. So, Bobby B, congratulations. You came out looking, you know, listening clear. So, good job on that.
What kind of show was it? I didn't get a chance to listen. I was busy getting yelled
at. It was a country show. You wouldn't have liked it.
No, I'm already out. Yep.
Yeah.
Just take off the black shirt. Not happening. No, I'm kind of enjoying this moment here with playing with the green screen. It does look pretty cool.
I should go get the green mask.
Yeah, right? That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. So
well.
So, yesterday.
I had a great weekend. My wife is furious. We went to...
How do those go together that way? I had a great weekend. My wife is furious.
Because I had a great weekend. My wife didn't know what to do with herself. Yeah. We went to Pagosa Springs for our 10-year anniversary slash vacation.
That woman has put up with you for 10 years?
I know, right?
Holy heck, dude.
I know.
Anyway, keep talking.
And so I knew what Pagosa Springs was like. Evidently, she didn't. So she goes downstairs, you know, all these hotels, they got these brochures, you know.
Where'd you stay?
We stay like the Hillside Inn or something. It wasn't a total crack house, but, you know, I think it had like 4 stars, maybe 3.5, I don't know. But it wasn't too bad. It was only a few minutes from Hot Springs. If you've never been to Hot Springs in Pagosa Springs, do it. You got like 10, 11 hot tubs ranging from 100 to 108 temperature. So it was nice.
Now, did the hotel have like a hot breakfast or just like did you get a muffin and an apple?
Oh, it was like a muffin and an apple.
Yeah.
That continental breakfast.
Yeah. So.
Their prime sell point was you can make your waffles.
Yeah, I'm out. Nope. If they don't have like, you know, a hot breakfast, I'm talking right. like eggs and... Something to go. I mean, obviously, it doesn't look like I
haven't missed many.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons, but whatever. But yeah, then I'm out. Yep, got you.
But I had a great time. My wife, you know, she got all these brochures and she's saying the F word every time because she's like, this isn't even in the city. You know, she was furious.
She wanted to go like whitewater rafting and ride the zip
every
lines.
Every time we go on a vacation, it's like we've got to see all these tourist attractions. We just got to. And I'm like, why can't we just see?
Well, isn't your wife like a Disney nut? Isn't she like
she's
a huge
Disney
fan
nut.
Of Disney everything?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, you can't take her to a place like Pagosa Springs and be like, hey, honey, good news. We're going to get high all weekend and lay around in our underwear. That's
and
not going to
no
work.
Mouse.
Well, we didn't get high, but we did TikTok. We did TikTok.
Does that mean the same thing it did when I was in high school?
Oh, no.
Oh.
No. The mobile phone TikTok.
I like that Pipes is laughing at that because now he's picturing it.
A little bit, yeah.
But that's the only thing that she didn't like. There wasn't really a whole lot to do, and I liked that. That's the reason why when I went to Hawaii, the only island that I would go to was Maui because Brandon told me that if you wanted to get away from everything –
I love that Pipes like, I did what?
I don't know. Not this guy.
Stokes,
okay.
Stokes told me if I wanted to get away from everything, you go to Maui. You go to Honolulu or whatever that island is. It's packed. It's a tourist trap. Maui, very laid back. It's not as touristy. I like it. I like it a lot. Why is it?
I like it a lot.
Tell me this, okay? If you're a woman and you listen to this program, Why is it that when you go on vacation, you have to sightsee everything?
Well, and I think I speak for all of us when I say, there's no women listening to this radio show. Come on, man.
That's very true.
Oh, I'm lying to you.
We got one?
We do.
Swiss?
Our homeboy, our homegirl Kathleen is listening.
See?
See? So yesterday, I was telling you guys when we were eating dinner, I had to go out. We had to get set up for the archery thing that's tomorrow night, the veterans archery shoot. I was attacked by a couple of tracker jackers. No? Don't remember the movie?
I have no idea what that is.
Did you not see the movie? What is it with the... What is it? Hunger Games.
Hunger Games.
Okay. Oh, Tracker Jack. Yeah, okay. Oh,
see?
Okay.
Now I have your attention, jerks. Exactly. Oh, and Dana's here, too. So we do have chicks listening to the show.
He didn't like him, I said. Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. So, all right. So, Dana.
We don't have to edit the video. I love that.
Since we have women listening, Kathleen and Dana, are you, when you go on vacations, are you the sightseeing type, or are you the type that wants to lay on the beach and read a book and stare out into the ocean and things like that?
I mean, we didn't even take our dogs. We paid somebody to feed them. Like, we didn't do nothing, man. Nothing. I loved
it.
That's
the worst Jamaican accent I've ever heard.
That really wasn't it. We need to get you one of those Rastafarian wigs or something like that. Yama!
With the
Bogota
hat.
Springs! Yeah, I went to Durango and all I got was this lousy hat. Yeah. Exactly. You're picturing it is why you're laughing.
I'm going to go to Missouri and Ralph's going to give me a shirt that said I went to Missouri and I still didn't cut the chin off.
The chin?
The whatever you want to call this. My good
I don't want to call it anything. I love it.
Mortimer?
Mortimer.
Mortimer.
From this day forward, his facial hair will be known as Mortimer.
Mortimer.
All right.
You and Mortimer are headed out to Missouri. Goodness. So, yeah, ladies, we need to know. What do you want to do? Do you want to go lay on the beach? Are you looking to go sightsee? Are you looking to, hey, let's go to...
Or do you want to cuddle all day?
Oh, God. Do you want to go to Chicago and get your picture taken in front of the bean? Yeah, I said what I said.
Like I said.
Brandon laughed.
So, what did you do over the weekend?
What did I do this weekend? Let's see here. What did I do this weekend? This weekend was a chores weekend, I think.
I saw you went somewhere with some old guy because you had a picture.
That old guy is an army buddy, yes. Okay. We retired at the same time. It's my buddy Scott. He is now a police officer here in Colorado. He called me, basically 6 o'clock in the morning, Sunday morning, and he's like, hey, what are you doing? And I'm like, drinking coffee.
Rob never does this for me. Yeah. Just so everybody knows.
What? I never drink coffee for you?
No. Like, I call you up, hey, let's go for a ride. You're like, no, I can't, man. I'm too busy.
I got lucky. I had an opening
in
my schedule.
That reminds me, during the break, I brought 3 drivers for you to pick.
Oh, cool.
That's the reason why I drove today.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll see what comes of that.
Yeah, so.
I don't know squat about golf, so I'll just take whatever advice you give me.
I don't know anything about golf. Did you
see
my
I thought you were a golfing guy.
No, I've got golf clubs and stuff. That's all.
I don't get an invite. Oh, so we have 3 females listening to our show right now.
That's awesome.
How does that happen? Lay on the beach. What did Kathleen say? Lay on the beach and do something? What? Lay on the beach all day and drink tequila. I'm down with that. He didn't work with me. What was it? What? I didn't? I'm single. No cuddling happening. He didn't work with me. What?
Okay, so check this out. I learned this when I was single. If you're single and you want to cuddle, there's these things called body pillows. Those things really help a lot. You just... Oh,
so
wrong crowd. Okay. Go ahead.
I'm going to feed off of your story.
Okay.
So I have 2 kids. Both times I knocked my wife up and went to war. It was perfect. First one was Kosovo. Second one was Iraq. Got her pregnant and I'm out of here, babe.
Oh,
missed the
cravings and everything. That's awesome.
So she got body pillows. Body pillows don't do other things. Depends on the other things you're looking for.
Electric toothbrush. You can use an
electric
toothbrush.
Dude, it's a family-friendly radio show. What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
But my wife, I got her a body pillow, and she named it Phil McCracken, and that was me while I was deployed.
Okay.
Not Jody.
No, Phil. Phil McCracken. Rob doesn't want to feel inferior, I guess. You got me there. You absolutely got me there. There's some things I can compete with, some things I can't. I'm not a distance runner. I'm not an electric toothbrush.
The one thing that I love about my wife, like, she loves to drive. One really big thing that I remember this weekend.
You should never say wife and big in the same sentence.
Well, I'm just saying. That trip to Pagosa Springs, I think it was like 5 hours or something like that. I didn't have to drive one bit.
She likes to drive?
I slept, and she drove the whole way.
Well, why are you laughing, Pipes? What's the matter?
I'm just reading the messages. Don't worry about me over here. Putting it up there in random orders, making them funnier.
Changing the order of the text.
Yeah.
Are we supposed to go on a music break
right now?
We keep talking.
All right,
this one's flexible.
Okay.
Keep rolling. Right. Just keep rolling.
All right, cool. Even better.
But, so there's lots of things that you can do when you're single.
But, yeah, my buddy Scott called, and we went and got breakfast in Morrison at some – you know where Red Rocks Amphitheater is,
yep,
right?
Yeah, I do.
The town right there is full of, like, little crappy diners and whatnot.
Right.
That's called the Laughing Cow or something.
Something like that.
Good wings over there.
Good wings?
Yeah, the chicken wing spot right there. When you first roll in on the right?
I like that you're animating it so I know what chicken wings are. What, dude, I knew what he meant. You didn't have to give me one of these. I know what chicken wings are. Thank you, Willie.
Yeah, but I gave you something to talk about for a minute.
Yeah, you sure did. Yeah, well, you know chicken wings. I didn't see a chicken place. But, yeah, but then we went up to – we took up 285 up to Pine Junction, rode the bikes up there, and, yeah, it was a pretty
– Saturday?
Sunday.
Sunday, okay.
It was a – well, I haven't seen this dude in like a year. We retired at the same time, and I haven't had a chance to see him at all. And he's been like police academy and, you know, clubbing hippies and whatever it is that cops do.
Cool.
And so I haven't had a chance to see him. So, so it was cool to catch up with him and find out he's doing very well.
Well, when we was in Pagosa Springs, that's the one entertainment that we had. Was
you got the club of hippies?
Wife. No. Me and my wife, we were making fun of the restaurants that we were eating at. After it, like, we ate at Pig's Breath Restaurant. And
Pig's Breath?
Yeah, and then there was one.
Who names these places?
Two Chicks and a Hippie.
Is the name of a restaurant?
Yes.
Two Chicks and a Hippie? What?
I want to go there.
Me
two
too.
Two Chicks and a Hippie.
Was it any good? What was it?
It was pretty good.
What kind of food was it?
They only do, like, breakfast to brunch. They're only open, like, for 4 hours.
Two Chicks and a Hippie. Willie, just punch Rob in a throat. It'll make great content.
That'll just piss him off.
Go ahead. Punch me right in the background. I love this T-shirt, man. I might wear it. You know what? I'm not wearing this shirt when I come back from the break.
Well, we have a green suit if you want to put that on.
It's funnier when you just got the arms and neck. It makes for good radio. I did it on the Switcher show. Makes for good radio.
Makes for good radio.
Yeah.
Everybody can
now
see
Now, you
it.
Had to work this weekend.
I did.
Yeah.
M2 range all weekend.
Army work?
Oh, yeah. 50 cal. We burned through 10,000 rounds.
That sounds like a lot of fun, to be honest.
Oh, it was a good weekend.
Right up until the end of the range when you have to turn them back in?
Oh, no. FSC did that, so we just had to hand over the dunnage. Deuces, we're out.
We're reservists. We're out of here.
Oh, no. Well, our other reserve unit handled signing out the range, grabbing the ammo, and taking the ammo
back. So you
got
to go to the range, shoot, and then just leave? That's the dream right there.
We had to clean up and all that. Yeah, it really is.
Not having to clean the weapons, that's the best part.
Right?
No, I get privates for that.
Well, that's true. Congratulations.
Hey,
congratulations.
For those that have not heard, Pipes is now Staff Sergeant.
Hold on.
Homeboy got promoted this weekend.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the pictures of it? Neither did we.
Neither did I. They didn't take pictures. Thank you. Thank you.
Really? That dude panned the camera all the way over to him so he could take a bow.
I did.
That's awesome.
That's what Staff Sergeant Bartlett does.
That's what Staff Sergeants do.
He would do that on Swiss's show. Swiss would
you see
take the camera
drawn
off
a mustache
of
on the camera so it pans over and he's like, I'm a Mario. That's awesome, dude. Pipes, we're very proud of you. Congratulations,
I even got some claps.
You did get some.
Thank you.
Well, hey, check
Staff
this
Sergeant's
out.
Big rank, man.
We're getting ready to go on a music break.
Took long enough, whatever.
And
only 12 years.
When
great.
We come back, the segment.
Hold on.
Our good friends. Out there beyond the VA.
I'm Rob Reese, CEO and founder of Warrior Voices, and you're listening to The H-Train Show.
Get your phones ready. The H-Train Show wants to hear from you at 720-619-0627. Best caller text of the night wins a prize from The H-Train Show at 720-619-0627. MBR and The H-Train Show giving veterans a voice.
I love this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You are listening to the show that highlights all the non-profit programs out there beyond the annual listening to the show. And we have lost Rob. I recently have lost Rob. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you can go on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, mostly all platforms, and you can see that Rob has...
All you have now is forehead.
Screen, yeah.
All we have now
floating
is
floating dome.
We have floating forehead now.
One of our new DJs, Austin Douglas, he's letting everybody know that you can watch from Indiana in the studios at New Mix 105 at mix105indy.com, where you can hear the H Train Show every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I appreciate that, Austin. I really do, especially with his brand new show that runs every Monday from 4 to 6. It's the MBR Gold. He plays 50s and 60s music.
Really? Is he an old crusty dude?
No.
He looked pretty young in that thing. No.
Yeah, he did. That's why I'm asking.
No, of course, he was rocking the beret. Yeah, he was, kind of
he's still young. I believe he was in the Afghanistan War.
So we got a new DJ who's playing 50s and 60s music. And didn't you just say earlier that we have a new DJ that's playing country music as well?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll be coming in with some 90s pretty soon.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Why did you pick that? Is that just your favorite genre?
It's my era.
I agree. I
love the grunge. It's the best music ever made,
that was
you know?
Be my next question.
Hey.
That was going to be my
Seattle sound.
No one else is playing it, so.
Oh, dude, I get it. I totally get it. I grew up on grunge.
Yeah.
I will never forget buying Alice in Chains facelift for the first time.
Right. It took me about 2 weeks to find Cracker Low. I used to love that song when it came out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It took me forever to remember what it actually was.
Well, how old are you?
I'm 42.
Okay, so I'm 47, 46. I'll be 40
You're older
in a few
than
days.
Me.
Yeah. And,
he's like,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, before that, it was hair metal. So you were listening, everybody was listening to, I mean, and I count Metallica in hair metal because they used a lot of hairspray too. But
and they sold out.
No argument here. But yeah, you were listening to like Poison and Def Leppard and all that stuff. And then grunge came out and you were like, you know, Alice in Chains facelift. You know, the first time you heard Man in the Box, it just melted your face off. And you were like, I don't know what this is, but I love it. And now I'm angry.
Yep. Used to love Pearl Jam 10.
Yep.
Yeah.
Excellent album.
Well, talking about angry, we're going into
that's cold, Swiss. That is very cold.
We're going into the What the segment, and be advised. Well, I'll do the be advised after the What the segment.
Those are cool tats, man.
Oh, for real. Thank you, bro. You see the cobra?
Yeah, what is this one?
Oh, this? That's my credo. No regrets.
You have no regrets?
Dad?
No. Like, not even a single letter.
Not me.
Not me.
I love him. I think he's great.
Okay.
I think he's a real winner, Casey. If I were you, I wouldn't use protection.
There. That's right there. All right.
That is the best introduction to any segment on the radio anywhere.
Now, usually our What the segments are usually pretty funny, but today we're taking a little bit different approach. Before we bring this up, I do want to remind everybody that... Not that me and Rob here at the H Train Show, not all of our opinions or the things that we talk about, it does not represent MBR. MBR represents MBR itself. So what we're getting ready to show you, it's not really funny, but because of recent actions with... troops being pulled out of Afghanistan, we wanted to share this article with you that our friends at Combat Flip Flops
That was a
posted.
Pretty good disclaimer. I'm impressed, dude. That was a real good disclaimer. Are we going to read the whole thing?
Yes.
So if you are an Afghanistan vet, if you're a veteran of Iraq, yes, we pulled out of Iraq as well. Some of this stuff might – it's going to piss you off if it hasn't already. So I'd like to say we apologize, but we don't. We're there with you. It was hard for us too. So, yeah. All right. Go ahead. Click onto there, Pipez.
You.
You're probably going to have to read, Rob.
No proudlies about it.
So the title is Written in Taliban. The first time I saw you was in the Khyber Pass. You came with technology, elite fighters fueled by revenge, and the hubris to believe you could disprove history. This was a war that you didn't have the stomach to fight in, but I'm glad you tried. We bled you the same way we bled the Soviets in our Holy Land. We bled you the same way the Vietnamese bled you in their homeland. We did it patiently and deliberately. Patience, something Westerners will never learn. Our history is millennial. We don't yearn for an early victory when the infidel ravages our Holy Land. Our victory is celebrated decades from now. We've endured, then ravaged, every standing military that has crossed our borders. Why? How? We are patient. In 30 days, we'll be stronger, richer, and have more control over precious natural resources that you need for your pathetic life dictated by comfort. We will have women, riches, land, guns, and ownership of one of the greatest chapters in military history. You lose. If you want to try again, we welcome the challenge. You will fall. You will fail, regardless of how much money you burn in our deserts. For pity, here is free advice that may contribute to your future successes should you ever decide to invade again. You recruit your warriors and supporters from a drug-addicted, distracted, disillusioned population. Wow, that hurts a lot to read. That's obsessed with comfort and entertainment. A population obsessed with altering their mundane reality. Alcohol, marijuana, pills, and our new favorite, Tide Pods. All right, that's kind of funny.
Oh, God.
That's a little bit funny right there. Every time your doctors prescribe opiate painkillers, you line our coffers with gold. Your population's thirst for our pristine heroin has never been more lucrative for our warriors' tribes. We will keep feeding you poison for as long as you keep your hands out. If your population wasn't so spineless, undisciplined, and self-loathing, then you might be able to compile a raiding party with enough tenacity to outthink ours. Our fighters are born into war, raised in it. It's a way of life that evades your first world nations. They live a life of such immense misery and pain that they're willing to fight barefoot in the snow for the opportunity to martyr themselves. They yearn for the opportunity to die. When they do have the blessed opportunity to sacrifice themselves, they sit above Muhammad at the right hand of God, blessed in Allah for eternity. What honors do your fighters receive? Their empty sacrifice... Oh, wow, this is going to be hard to read. Their empty sacrifice is remembered in the form of a three-day weekend, in quotes. The majority of your population uses this sacred time to get drunk and grow more fat as way of celebrate their fallen warriors. Sadly, we pay tribute to their death more honorably. The colored pieces of cloth you pin on their chests are similar to the jewelry worn by our women. What good are accolades and vanity if you don't have the stomach to endure a fight? We don't offer the burden of health care to our fighters as they often want to die for Allah. Your fighters fight to live. Their inability to reconcile the inevitable outcome of our patience leads them to kill themselves. Wow. Okay. Your medications, counselors, and nonprofits will never undo the pain and suffering you force them to endure. We will never remove the pain... It will never remove the pain we've caused your broken nation. You are your own worst enemy. We will give your fighters credit. Some are creative, tenacious, and fierce. They outgun us in every possible way. But again, we simply wait them out. Allah is patient. You cycle through our holy lands every 3 to 12 months for their combat rotations. After their tour is complete, they return to the comfort of their warm beds and endless entertainment. If you left them here in our holy land with no way out but to win, then you might have had a chance of success. The longer you poisoned our holy land with your presence, your rules of engagement, in quotes, only strengthened our position. There is only one rule in war. That is to win. Whew. Your commanders made you fight with your hands tied behind your back. Your rules also confused our fighters too. We are clearly the enemy. Why are they letting us go? Thank you for your compassion, as it allowed our fighters to kill more infidels. We began to feel as if your commanders were on our side. We're thankful your most vicious dogs were never allowed off their leash. Wow. Your showcase generals make us laugh. You spend millions of dollars flying them around our country, inventing new ways to win while ignoring the guidance of our most capable foes. Your generals make decisions to minimize risk, to their fragile reputation with the ultimate goal of securing a lucrative retirement, jobs with suppliers that fuel your losing force, a self-serving circle that's built on the backs of your young and most naive fighters. Your retired generals earn tens of thousands of dollars while talking to your political, industrial, and financial leaders about teams, winning, and discipline. It is a mockery of the war they have refused to fight. It is a mockery of the infidel warriors who died in our lands. We urge you to continuing following their vicious personalities so we can further watch your once great nation collapse. Your statement and the elected officials are spineless, narcissistic, and more cowardly than your generals. I have no argument for whoever wrote this. They crave power over you above all else. They come to our country, hide behind blast walls, and only heed the words of the indigenous leader they put into power. I believe your soldiers call this a self-licking ice cream cone. Hey, that's kind of funny right there.
I've never heard that, but yeah. That's...
You never heard of the self-licking ice cream cone?
No.
Yeah, it's a personal favorite, actually. Wow, this is hard to read. They've burned billions of dollars.
I mean, you don't have to read it all if you don't want to. But...
No, you're all right. We're
almost there.
Yeah, we're okay. Almost there. They've burned billions of dollars in a wasted effort to bring clean water, electricity, business, education, agriculture, and exports to a region that didn't ask for it. You should have saved yourself the effort and simply given the money directly to us. I thought we did that. Don't worry, your diplomatic friends gave us plenty of your American tax dollars. If you want to give it another shot with your soft power, send those with real experience, not fancy degrees and silver tongues. Over the next few months, we will make the world understand that you failed worse than any fighting force that has ever invaded our lands. Today, we celebrate victory. If you evacuate your embassy, our fighters will be standing in the shade. Our RPG marksmen will be patient. We thank you for the parting gifts. You'll find surface-to-air missiles staged in the back of a Toyota pickup truck that you purchased for us. We saw what Extortion 17 did to your nation and the morale of your fighting force. Do your citizens even remember that victory? We'll be repeating and improving upon our victory while your citizens and sympathizers evacuate in disgrace. Every one of your foes around the world will know exactly how to break you. You are welcome to fly your empty drones, target our cell phones, and send your spies, but they too will ultimately fail. We'll use their failures to show the world that you're not all-powerful. You're a false front, an empty shell. You lie, cheat, steal, and are easily defeated because you lack the spine to fight. This is your history now. We're grateful Allah gave us the opportunity to show the world how to defeat the infidels. We look forward to seeing you again across the battlefield. Praise be to God, the Taliban. Wow. Wow.
See, the only thing that I have a question about is this really written by them or
no?
It's
written by Griff from Combat Flip Flops.
Okay,
so he and another author wrote it. You should be pissed off about this whole thing. Be pissed, stay pissed, and take it to heart. You and I see it that way, Eric, and we are on the same page. But there wasn't a lot of untruths in that little diatribe right there. I don't know what else you would call it. There's not a lot wrong with it.
I was impressed. I thought it came from the Taliban there at first. I'm like, wow, they're pretty educated. But that was from Combat Flip Flops.
There are some of them. Yeah, it was from Griff, the owner of Combat Flip Flops. Well, if you think it through, so Griff served in Afghanistan,
mm-hmm.
comes home, starts Combat Flip Flops, and the whole reason Combat Flip Flops exists is to provide schools for young ladies in Afghanistan. Those are the same young ladies that are now being executed for attending the schools that he created.
Yeah.
That's got to cut deep in a big way. And if you thought 22 veterans a day were taking their lives over the last few years, we're about to watch that number skyrocket, sadly.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly. And the fact that they called out, or the way that Griff was able to call out all of your not-for-profits are not going to fix what we do to your warriors. And he's not wrong.
Yep.
We are fighting a battle from behind here sitting in this studio right now. We are fighting a battle from behind. The Taliban beat us sitting in this studio.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, it's tough because the Afghanis kind of beat themselves too because they didn't take their country.
No argument.
Yeah.
No argument at all. They let it happen.
Yeah.
But
and they aren't even putting up a fight.
Well, they've never
right
had
now.
A country before.
true. They don't.
They didn't have one under the Soviets. They didn't have one when we were there.
This has been going back to Alexander the Great.
Yeah.
Hell, I hate to say this, but it's true. Like, American way, you've got people that don't even stay married for 5-10 years. We've been there for 20 years now, you know? And, I mean, eventually it was going to end. Eventually. You know? Eventually, you know? Vietnam eventually ended. World War One eventually ended. Everybody knew eventually it was going to end. I think the thing that's really hitting people is, like, the sudden stop. Like, I know this is a bad analogy, but like a person goes to a new job and they don't like the way the new job is, so they go look somewhere else. But while they're in that job, you know, somebody's counting on them. And when that guy goes find that new job, well, this business is still hurting because of that loss. And it's a bad analogy, but that's kind of the relationship that we have in Afghanistan. You knew it was going to end sooner or later, but the reason why it hurts us so bad is because everything that we like tried to teach them to set up, they didn't care about their country. They're just trying to survive. I think that's the difference with the United States. We don't have a lot of people. I didn't say we didn't have any, but we don't have a lot of people in the United States that are like just trying to survive to live compared to over in Afghanistan. I mean, did you see the video? They had people climbing on the plane and dropping 30 feet from the...
Yeah, 3,000 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? But see, what we think's bad is a luxury to them.
Oh, yeah.
If they're willing to die to get out of that country, yeah, we don't have it bad here at all.
Well, and that, so a couple things to go with that thought. Do you remember what our nation was like? You do. What our nation was like on September 12th, 2001?
Yeah.
I mean, you're old enough too. Yeah.
I was standing guard at the gate at the Fresno airport at the National Guard unit there.
I mean, so yeah.
I wasn't on orders. Nobody told me to do it.
Our nation was never more united than on September 12th.
There were three or four of us that just went and did it.
Right.
They put us on orders later. But
yeah. Well, and
nobody wanted to get in trouble.
But the biggest reason why we were so united back then was, I mean, let's be honest, internet.
Yeah.
The internet, ever since its existence, hey, it has a lot of pros to it, right? We're on radio.
Yeah.
But the negative part is it's really turned other people against other people.
It has.
Well, because you can be anonymous. You can
right.
You can say something to someone that you wouldn't say to their face. The other thing that you brought the point up that the locals, the local nationals of Afghanistan, why? Because I think that's what's catching most people by surprise, is that how quickly the Taliban rolled over the entire nation.
Right.
That means that they were just sitting back there in the wings, just waiting. That they were just sitting there eating their dinner. And so why didn't the local nationals of Afghanistan stand up when these guys come out and it's like, hey, we've got, you know, an ANA. We've got a local national police force now. Agreed.
Fear. Generational fear.
Agree.
Yeah.
Agree. Agree completely. And now look what's – because of their fear and their inability to act, remember what's going to happen. Thousands upon thousands of young girls and women are going to be murdered and raped.
Oh, yeah.
Thousands of young men are going to be pulled into service.
Yeah, especially the ones that – this is the ones that I feel bad about. The ones that was helping Americans, like the interpreters, you know, the national that would, like, sign in. Oh, they're dead.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're dead.
I think we tried to pull a lot of them out, the Terps and everything, but that's the one that hurt the most in this whole statement.
What's that?
We will have women, riches, land, guns, ownership, the greatest, and whatever – the women being the first one is kind of the most painful part of that. That's where we really failed all this. We put so many people in jeopardy.
It's our own fault. We are a nation. Listen to what you're saying right now. Yeah. We're a nation of compassionate people. The United States military is one of the greatest providers of relief anywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. You have an earthquake, you have a hurricane, you have a tornado. Who goes in?
Oh, the United States Navy. We're probably headed back into Haiti pretty quick here.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you just expressed it right there. As a newly minted staff sergeant in the United States Army, the first thing that went to your head is compassion for others. They don't have that.
Yeah.
We went there to liberate a nation from the heel of the Taliban because of our compassion. They don't have that.
Did we really go for that, or did we go there to wipe out Al-Qaeda?
You tell me.
I was 21. I thought we were going there to get Osama and wipe out the terrorist cells and their camps.
By that standard, we got Osama several years ago.
Yes.
If that was true, the day that Osama was done, you should have heard of a mass exodus.
We have a penchant for nation building.
We do. I'm okay with that. Yeah. I am. You ought to see the look I'm getting, folks. If you're listening on the radio right now, you ought to see the look I'm getting.
I'm just trying to keep this like too political.
Look what we did.
I don't want it to get political.
After World War II, we rebuilt Japan. We rebuilt Germany. We have rebuilt Kosovo. You can go on a ski trip in Kosovo right now. We have rebuilt all those nations post-war. Why did we need to leave Afghanistan? Why could we not build the Hyatt Hilton Kabul?
There's no reason we couldn't have.
I don't think they weren't ready to be a nation. They were having the like 8 different languages spoken, not having the defined like feeling to be in a country instead of a tribe, like your individual tribe. Maybe this will bring them together as a nation. And maybe if we go back in a few years, we can actually save them.
So, and I don't know if you and I are connected on social media or not, but that was my statement, is like, I went to Iraq happily, kicked the shit out of Saddam Hussein happily, with the thought that my son, my newly born son, because he was freshly born at that time, does not now have to come to Iraq one day when he's 18 years old and sleep on the sand and, you know, and get shot at and mortared and, you know, guys on, what do they call those things? Mopeds. And yeah. Like, so, yeah.
Donkeys.
Donkeys.
Donkeys,
yeah,
with donkey machine bombers. Guns on them.
Exactly. We had a donkey named Richard Hufer.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. We went there to liberate a nation that didn't want it. I guess that's a way.
That, and, you know, and Reed.
And they're tribes. They weren't a nation.
True.
Don't you ever give Eric Reed credit for anything. I don't care how right he is. He doesn't get credit.
But it's kind of true. I mean, you know, we basically went into the United States and told everybody that there was no such thing as Jesus Christ and that they should just bear with me. Okay, I'm telling you what we did. We basically went in there and we said, give up all your Islam, you know, thinkings and stuff, and learn democracy. Learn how to, you know, fit your country. Man, they didn't care about that. They were trying to survive.
Right? I saw a dude. He'd spend like 6 hours a day, 3 days a week just to feed his donkey that was his prized possession. Think about spending 18 hours a week just to feed a donkey.
Right.
Mm. Look, was it a cool donkey?
It seemed pretty cool, you know?
Did he have a name?
I don't know. We didn't get to talk to him that much.
See, I'm down with the donkeys. I think they're kind
of
cool.
I was one click north of the Taliban's hometown, and they were still flying the white flags of the Taliban in 2010 when we were there. So they blew up our poop truck guy coming in. They got IEDs at
blew up the poop truck?
Yeah. Like, there was Route 1.
The bastards.
There was our wall on one side. There was the town on the other side. So we were within grenade range of the town.
I know, when I was in Iraq, and I don't think anything's changed, but I know when I was in Iraq, man, they were more worried about how their uniforms looked. You know, they wanted to trade stuff. All right, give me a flashlight, give you, you know, something.
That's every time I've
you know,
been to
they want their suits.
The Romanians
to look
are the
like,
same way, like yeah, that. I want Gerber. You got a Gerber?
The Serbians and the Kosovars are the exact same way.
And they literally don't care about the country. They're working for that $5. I even asked one of them.
And
one
that's
time.
Griff's point. Griff, that's the whole reason Griff did what he did. That's why combat flip-flops existed, to build schools. These people were in no way educated. The reason they're able to be dictated by Islam is because they don't know how to read the Quran. Someone reads it to them and tells them what it says and interprets it for them. That's the difference between you and I and them. You and I can read the Bible and dictate it to ourselves. We can interpret what it says. They don't have that ability.
Right.
And that was Griff's point. If you educate them.
Right.
I hope he's doing okay.
Yeah.
I hope which, by the way, we got our first check from them.
Yes, yes. And he was on Fox this morning.
I saw.
I was.
Did you see his desk?
I saw him like on Instagram very briefly.
His desk
and then I had to leave for
is
work.
A stack of cardboard boxes. That dude owns a multi-million dollar company, and his desk is a whole bunch of cardboard boxes.
Hey, maybe it's a crafted. Maybe it's all made out of wood, but it looks like cardboard.
I just
maybe
like
it's
where
a design, modern design.
What are you playing with there, homie?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Well, we're talking about their education. I was impressed with this. They went from like 20% literacy when we entered the country, and they're up to 43%.
Wow.
That's a
huge
pretty
jump.
Impressive jump in 20 years.
It's pretty small, I think.
Can't say that about
years,
the Denver school system, can you?
It's like we did double the literacy rate in the country.
And now it's going to be back down to 20 because they're going to execute all those people that can read. I like that you search
scary.
Those things as
Pipes,
we have
do
these
we
conversations.
Need to go on a music break?
Yeah, but we're having a good talk, so.
Okay.
But. You called it.
All right, it's that time, everybody. When we come back, we'll be talking with Hometown Heroes Outdoor. So we're going to jump away.
You're listening to the Military Broadcast Radio. Go get the MBR app so you don't miss the H Train or any of our other shows. Our live streams and podcasts can also be found at mbradio.us. MBR and the H Train Show, giving veterans a voice.
My name is Stan Smith. I'm the co-founder of Thank You First Responder. And you're listening to the H Train Show.
That's my dad.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and we are back. And you're listening to the show that highlights all the nonstop programming out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H Train Show. And we don't just play our horn during the intro.
Right, we did not play our horn.
Oh. Really, hip it.
He's like, which
hit
one?
Which?
Top right,
first
screen.
I love that he
screen.
Had to take off his glasses.
Now you got to go to the next screen for the next thing.
Now you got to go to the next screen. No, this
all right.
is up there, and then it's the first one. Go ahead.
Today's interview of the week is brought to you by Colorado Moto Service. We make motorcycles happy, and they tend to make their owners even happier.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, you know, that's one thing that this show does is it promotes and it shares great nonprofits that are doing great things for our military veterans. And Larry was kind enough to join us and tell us a little bit of update about your organization. Ladies and gentlemen, Larry.
What's up,
hey,
dude?
How y'all doing?
Good. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing great.
So we had you on what? Probably beginning of the fall of last year, about a year ago or so?
Yeah, I think it was November.
Perfect. So we had you on a year ago. You talked about Hometown Hero Outdoors. In that time, you took H here ice fishing up in, where did you guys go ice fishing?
Clear Creek Reservoir.
And then after that, you took me fly fishing, and that was in Eagle County, Colorado, which was super cool, a really good time. That's a hell of an organization you guys got going on.
Yes.
That is a powerful thing. You're doing some really good stuff. My favorite part, I mean, I love to fish, but my favorite part was kind of chilling out around the campfire later that night, and everybody kind of swapping stories and talking things through and finding out that, like, hey, one guy never filed his VA claim and this thing happened. And that was my favorite part of the whole trip, man. So I can't thank you enough. You're doing great things for the veteran community with what you do with Hometown Hero Outdoors.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, that's my favorite part too. I love getting a group of veterans together and listening to their stories. I love the experiences that we all bring to those campfires, so to speak, and getting them together, exactly finding out this guy needed to redo his VA claim because somebody else was experienced at it. It's a great organization. Just to give you an idea too, we kind of keep track of who we take out and how many trips we do here. We are in 25 states now. Since the last time I talked to you, we've added about 15 states.
Wow.
So within that 6 months, we've added maybe a little less than that, probably more like 10 states, but still that's quite a bit. And just here in Colorado alone, we have done 53 trips since October and taken up 216 members.
Wow, dude. You were really racking up some numbers. And what are the results of that? You seeing what's the feedback that you're getting? Are people like, hey, this has really helped me through a tough time? Or, you know, hey, thanks for the free fishing trip. What are you hearing back?
Yeah, the members absolutely love it. I think the biggest thing is like what you said is that when, especially for the veterans that leave, because this is also for active duty military as well. But the veterans that leave and they don't have that teamwork or that camaraderie anymore, it's a nice way for them to get together and build those friendships so that they do have that support structure. I've heard a lot of great compliments. They go on post on Hometown Hero Outdoors and say, hey, thank you for the trip. This has changed a lot of ways for me, either ways in thinking or how they want to proceed in the future. But the best part is too, is when one of those veterans, and even before these trips, reach out and say, hey, I need help, right? I need somebody to help me. And you will see 1,000 people, 1,000 of our members jump on and help this individual. And that's what we're here for.
Yeah, it's a pretty active social media Facebook page. And I like that. So like I'm part of that Facebook page. And I like that someone, you know, you'll have a comment and then somebody will message you offline on the side and be like, hey, you know, hey, can we talk this through or can we talk about this? Or, you know, hey, I'm sorry to be a burden, but I've got this going on. And that's always my favorite part is like, oh, I'm really sorry to take up your time or I'm sorry to be a burden. Whoa, man, hold, slow your roll. You are in no way a burden to me. Talk this through. What's going on? How you feeling? For those that don't know what Hometown Hero Outdoors is, and this is my failing right here, can you talk us through what Hometown Hero Outdoors is so people know what we're talking about?
Sure. It's a 501c3 nonprofit that started about 4 years ago in Minnesota, and now, like I said, we're in 25 states. We take out actively serving military members, veterans, and also, which is great about our organization, we also include licensed peace officers, law enforcement in that as well, because we see that they experience some of the same things that we do when it comes to mental wellness, right? And so we take them out on all expense paid trips, hunting, fishing, kayaking. We're working a whitewater rafting thing right now. We've got a bunch of trips coming up. We haven't even started to begin to slow down here in Colorado, but the expenses are all paid. The only two things we don't pay for are licenses, like if you need a tag for fishing or whatever, and your transportation to get there. And sometimes we make exceptions. It really depends on the trip, but most times we don't cover those. But other than that, if there's guides who donate, or even if we pay for it ourselves, we have to raise the money to do that. We cover all guided fees, outfitter fees, lodging, and a lot of times, many times, we cover food. As you all know, we grilled out. You know, spent pretty much eating burgers and dogs the whole time. But
best burgers ever.
Yeah, they were pretty good. but we like to try to cover some of that as well. And in order to do that, we got to raise those funds. So we have, like, you know, ways that we raise. We do fundraisers. We just did a fish fry with the VFW 6461 in Fountain, which was pretty awesome. But we have to do all that as well. Also, we also rely on our volunteers. When you first talked to me, I had one volunteer. I have 18 on my staff now here in Colorado that help volunteer and set up these trips.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought it was super cool that you brought – so the trip that I went on was a fly fishing trip in Eagle, Colorado. I have all the gear and everything, but I mean, so but others did not. And so you set others up for success, and you know, donated gear and stuff like that. And I love that you brought the company that donated all that gear with you on the trip so they could see the effects of what their hard work and their efforts and their donations had done. Shields, isn't that the name of it?
Correct. Shields in Colorado Springs outfitted three of our members with the full fly fishing getup from everything. I think the only thing they didn't supply was the waders, but that was Charlie from Black Dog Reservoir.
Yep.
our Black Dog
Guides.
Black Dog River Guides. Thank you. The outfitter for that, he's the one who supplied the waders for them as well, which they're a great guide. They took us out, got on some good fishing. But Shields came out, and actually Dennis DePrue, one of their managers there, he came out with us, and he absolutely loved it, and he could do nothing but talk about great, good things about what we're doing. So,
yeah, I mean, that's incredible that they were able to send the guy that outfitted everybody out with so that he could see exactly what it is that you're doing and what they're getting for their donations. And the fact that he was kind of chill out around the campfire with us and heard those stories and able to say, hey, wow, what Larry is doing here is powerful and it works. So, yeah, extremely impressive. So, dude, high five to you. Well done. So you said you got some stuff coming up. So, for example, what you got coming up there, Larry?
All right. So I remember last time we talked, you said what are some of the ways that people could help us out, right? So a lot of that is, you know, getting people like Shields to help sponsor some of these events, or outfitters that can donate, or guides that can donate. But it isn't just that. We still need to raise more money to help with the lodging, the meals, getting people out there. We have some trips coming up, which I'll throw out there too, which are going to be super cool. But the biggest thing that we have, and hopefully this year we can set up our first one, Wisconsin and Minnesota has one every year, and it does pretty well, is we're putting up a golf scramble October 1st. It's going to be at the Cheyenne Shadows Golf Course on Fort Carson. It's a really nice golf course, really nice place. And what we're looking for is people to sign up and, you know, bring a team in to help support. We're also looking for sponsors to help support the event so that we can actually raise the funding to continue providing these trips for our members. That's the biggest thing we have coming up October 1st. You can find the link on Hometown Hero Outdoors on our Facebook public page. You can find the link there. If anybody wants to get on there, we'd love to have you. You could really come out and see what we do. Along, which is very, really great, is with this golf scramble, there will be other nonprofits out there supporting us and volunteering to work hours with us to make sure that everything goes good, such as 22 Till None, Irreverent Warriors, and if you've ever heard of the page, Disgruntled Vets. They are not a nonprofit, but they do a lot for nonprofits.
Dude,
so,
Disgruntled Vets is our homies, man. We love them folks.
Yeah, they've done a lot of good, great stuff. I mean, we were part of Vet Fest. I saw Joel there when we were out there, and
Rob is a great golfer. In fact, he's borrowing golf clubs of mine to help him with his game. That's the kind of man
it can't
Rob
get worse,
is.
Let's put it that way. It can't
and
get any worse.
We're gonna check her schedule. Rob's been talking about, hey, we need to do a golf outing. Bam. You just answered our prayers. So.
I think we have our foursome right here in this studio.
Yeah.
Hey.
Look at us.
He's I got a slice. Good.
I got a slice.
He's good. It might not go up in the air, but it gets
I'm mean
the drive.
On that putting green.
So yeah, he's just like in green. Uno and Yahtzee, I cheat. So yeah. So good luck to you, boys, is all I'm saying.
Well, you actually get to pay to cheat here a little bit. So you'll be able to look. Yeah, you get to throw money down and buy all the mulligans you want to get longest drive and closest to the pin, and you can pay to get a mulligan to beat someone out. The biggest thing, though, is if he's that good, we do have a hole-in-one, which is going to be for new Harley-Davidson from Pike's Peak Harley-Davidson here in Colorado.
What?
Yeah. So if you get a hole-in-one, if you're the first person to get a hole-in-one and you're lucky enough to do so, you'll win a Harley-Davidson from Pike's Peak Harley-Davidson.
Dude, of course, Eric Reed, man. Why do we let him listen?
I don't know why I post his comments.
How do we block him from listening? Can you do that? Is there a way to block a radio program from one dude's house? How does that work? Oh, my gosh. You said that's October 1st?
Yes.
So, hey, folks, if you are listening to this and you can hear the sound of my voice, Hometown Hero Outdoors is actively soliciting right now for businesses to come alongside them. And what are they doing? They want to sponsor a hole, Larry?
Yep. The whole list of holes, we're still looking for a presenting sponsor. We do have about five sponsors right now, but they're all at different levels depending on what they want. They can get everything from their name on our Hometown Hero trailer that we have now, which will permanently be on our trailer, advertising for them for helping veterans. And we would appreciate that. Bunch of stuff comes with that, all the way down to $150, where if they don't want to bring anybody or have a team, they can just put a little you know, a little sign up at a hole, we'll put a sign up for them for $150. So it goes from the top tier all the way down, and it's all broke down on the webpage. They can pick which ones they want, get that one, sign their team up. It's pretty awesome. We do pretty well in Minnesota, Wisconsin. We got a lot of golfers up there, and I know Colorado's full of golfers.
So oh, yeah.
We should be able to get them out there. If anybody's worried about getting on post, here's the biggest worry that some people have. Well, I don't have – I'm military ID. Once they put their names down and let me know who's going to come, I will put their names on the visitors list. So when they come in, the pass will already be there for them. So they'll be able to get on post. That's not going to be an issue. So, and you know, the mask mandate on post is for government employees and soldiers out there, or the military members. And that's only for inside. So outside currently, you can still, you don't have to have a mask on, which is one of the things some people are a little like, well, I don't want to wear a mask while I golf. Well, that's not happening
right yet,
but I don't foresee that happening. So I don't think it should be an issue. And even if you had to wear a mask, you know, I'm going to say this is for a great organization. Put the mask on for a couple hours, go try to win a Harley Davidson, you know, and support what we do. So,
well, and we try to get Joel to wear a mask even when he's not around us. So yeah,
we're much happier. Well, I thought he had
that is for public safety too. Yeah.
Well, he's had the vaccine like 10 times now, so he's, theoretically he should be perfect. But you know, apparently he's got a hot nurse there. So
I used to be 6'9".
And 143 pounds. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. All right, and for you guys too, that just so you guys are tracking too, all of this, like I said, all the way we have to raise the money and do all of this. We do have another event coming up to raise money. Y'all know who the cowboy comedian is here in Colorado Springs?
No.
He does a lot of, but he's going to be our headliner September 18th down at the VFW 6461 to help us raise money. Hutto is his last name. David Hutto, I think. Okay. I got to look it up. But
sounds like somebody
I watched his stuff. He's pretty funny. The cowboy comedian is going to be there. That's another fundraiser we got. But what those lead into is right now we are setting up. We have at least 10 to 12 waterfowl trips coming up. A sandhill crane hunt in Texas, a hog hunt in Texas, September. We're going to stay at Independent Ranch for 3 days of hunting, 2 nights of lodging. And then all the lodging is going to be included for that.
Wow.
And it's super cool with Independent Ranch in Texas. Cap Rock Waterfowls is always really good to us in Texas with the sandhill crane and the hogs. We got those coming up. It's a calling outfitters. We got a couple of goose field, you know, hunting geese in the field coming up, and then a bunch of waterfowl. We do have a disabled veteran hunt that we are going to be doing with out on the Western Slope with Corey Foote, who is one of the guys that loves to take us out, and he's a veteran. And they're actually building blinds with ramps on them that are on the private property right now. The owner of that private property are building wheelchair accessible blinds to get those guys onto a great hunt for 2 days.
When is that?
That one is going to be in November. I will be posting the trip up on the page once we get kind of our ducks in a row, so to speak.
He's got duck jokes. That's awesome.
But that'll be up there, and we're going to be looking for members for that one. And then we also have the opener, which is going to be a youth and veteran mother, father, son, daughter duo. We're going to be taking that out for opener also on the Western Slope. And we have deep sea offshore fishing coming up in Florida, which is getting set up too as well. And so we have a lot of trips coming up, and this is what we need to do, is we need to raise those funds. We need to get people actively coming in. And for those who join and members that want to come in that meet the qualifications, actively serving veteran or licensed peace officer, you can sign up at Hometown Hero Outdoors and then just throw trips on the back of it. That'll bring you to the trips page. And then we have the community page as well that you can go to.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Right. You're an outdoorsman yourself. I mean, I know in your free time you hunt and you fish. Dude, do you ever get to go yourself and go sit in a blind and just kind of chill out for a little while? Or it sounds like all of your weekends are occupied.
No, I prefer to actually take people out. I do enjoy, I got out last year with It's a Calling, which is really cool. I did go out and they got me on a really decent hunt, and that's how I met them. And then they hooked me up with the trip later. When I go fishing, I love taking people out. For me personally, it's kind of my own medicine. I love seeing people catch their first fish or shoot their first duck or, you know, get their first deer. That's like really important to me. And I think that's why I'm so ambitious, is getting people out, because I love that piece of it. And, but yeah, once in a while I get out by myself or I have a buddy take me out. So I can relax a little. We're actually doing it this weekend here coming up. We're going to be hitting John Martin Reservoir because we're scouting for our upcoming teal trip. So we said, well, let's go fishing while we're out there. So
let's say that Bill Gates is listening to this radio show right now, and he's like, hey, I've got an extra $15 million laying around. How can I donate it to Hometown Heroes Outdoors? How do people find you to make a donation?
All right, so they can find us on our webpage. There's a link on our webpage as well as our Facebook page that they can click on. Just like everything else, it's through PayPal. They can do it that way. If they don't have internet, they can send me a check for $15 million if they want. You know, I might not be able to cash it. But
I will send you a check tomorrow for $15 million.
They can send me a check directly, make it out to Hometown Hero Outdoors. They can give me a call. I mean, I throw my number out there. It's 715-864-4689. They can call me. Anybody who wants to get involved or has questions. I'm also a mentor on the page as well. So for those veterans that just need an ear once in a while, you can use that number day or night, 24/7. I have veterans call me all the time. I love doing it. It's a big part of my life. So I'm not afraid to throw my number out there.
What were the last 400 number?
4689.
Awesome.
All right, Larry, hold on. You've been through this before, so you know what's about to happen right now. Go ahead.
Hit it.
Today's Time to Shine is brought to you by Law Offices of Diane Sawyer. Smart, aggressive, compassionate. It's more than a slogan. It's our mission.
This is your time to shine, baby. It's your time to shine.
Larry, I'm sure you remember that was Bill's boy band. When he's not here producing radio shows, he's actually got a opened up for NSYNC and all that stuff. Yeah, he's got,
got a new album.
That so, handsome man right there.
We're touring this summer.
Yeah, he's got some sick dance moves. You ought to see him. He's on the screen right now. Hey, man, Larry, so this is your time to shine.
That's me.
Nobody wants to see
I don't know. I am the most handsome of the group.
You're burning Larry's 2 minutes to shine. Larry, this is your time to shine. We may have skipped over a question. We may have not hit you up. We may have not given you the right intro, whatever the case may be. Take the next, minute and 45 seconds and talk about whatever you want related to Hometown Heroes Outdoors, serving, being in the military, helping out veterans, whatever you want, man. The next floor is yours.
All right. We pretty much touched up on everything. I just want people to know that this organization, it really works. Where a lot of people are sometimes very skeptical of veteran organizations or other nonprofit organizations, I have firsthand seen it work many times. And our goal is to, again, help individuals get that camaraderie back, get the love back in their life of the outdoors. And the outdoors to us is just, you know, that great pill that we take and that helps us. So for those that are skeptical about wanting to sponsor us or whatever, you will get your money's worth, and I promise you that. And we will post every trip up for every dollar that you spend. 100% of our money goes back to our members. We do not have any paid employees with 119 volunteers across 25 states. Every dime goes back, and they're extremely transparent. So please come support us, especially with this golf scramble. Let's get this thing an annual thing and get golfers out there, show you what we do, and I guarantee you won't regret supporting this organization.
Well, thank you so much for being a part of the show a second time. We almost never do that. Larry, you are the exception because we really believe in what
we
you
do. We love you.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you for being a part of the show, and we will see you out there, man. We'll look and see if you can help us look for golf balls after I drive.
Maybe it'll be in that hole for the Harley, you know.
Ooh. Oh, yuck. Oh, God. We'll talk about that some other time.
Thanks, Larry. We appreciate you.
All right, fellas. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, by popular demand, it is that time.
Please welcome to the stage, Dear Allie.
I'm only going to say this one time, so listen up. I'm here to educate. I'm here to educate you guys because I didn't have any help when I got out of the service.
Sir, do you understand the function of quotation mark? Do you understand that I was not the one that said that? I was merely...
A VSO is a Veteran Service Officers, and what we do is we help you file claims, we help you with your education benefits, we help you with your dependent stuff, everything related to service and what you need to be successful during your transition. That's what a VSO does.
Dear Allie is sponsored by Gertie Enterprises.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Look at that shirt.
Here she is.
The popular Dear Allie.
I don't have blue.
Look at that shirt.
I have to wear red.
No, dude, you look rocking. I'm impressed. You look good.
You so look we're in, good. I'm in a new location because you guys, it's been a heavy couple of days, right? So normally I'm in my office flexing all my encyclopedias. So you guys know how smart I am. But today I just didn't feel like getting out of bed. So welcome to my bedroom.
Wow, dude.
I was going to ask.
Hello, babe.
Hi. That poor man. He had no idea he was getting famous today.
Yeah, so as if I'm not sad enough, we decided to watch the Val Kilmer documentary. Oh, my gosh.
Dude, that'll make it worse.
Oh, it's brilliant. It's so good.
Yeah, but so sad.
I know.
Should follow that up with the Anthony Bourdain documentary.
Oh, I've been crying for like 2 days.
Oh, my. Wow.
Well, yeah, yeah. I imagine for, especially in your line of work, the last few days have been kind of rough, huh?
Yeah, lots of phone calls that I've been receiving, and then I've been making lots of phone calls, checking on my Afghan buddies.
Us too.
It's just...
My phone's been blowing up, dude, so I feel where you're coming from, man. I absolutely feel where you're coming from. You posted let's call it what it is, a little bit of an angry TikTok there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
which one?
I am not here to get you to 100%.
Yeah, listen, you guys, not all of you deserve it. Would I like to get everybody 100%? Yes, absolutely. Of course. But not everybody deserves it.
And I have one question that I... that.
Oh my
this guy,
God!
We gotta block him.
How
something.
Do you block one listener?
Who let this guy?
Oh my God, dude! Reed. Oh my God!
Easy, but that was good.
So, Allie, I'm working hard to get that dude a radio program of his own, so that he can suffer through all this that he does, because he did that on purpose. Wow, dude.
The one question that I was going to ask you. So check this out. A veteran reached out to me this weekend, and I finally replied to him today. But he asked a really good question. How many felonies can you have before the VA removes you from your benefits?
Look at her rubbing her eyes. She's like, oh, God. The poor girl.
Okay, so your service record is what the VA looks at. So you can serve 5 years and be discharged honorably and then go commit a felony. You're still entitled to your benefits. However,
look at you.
When you go to prison,
uh-oh.
On day 31 of incarceration, your benefits will drop to whatever your rating is to 10%. Now, there's this thing called apportionment where you have to go in front of the judge and say, hey, instead of, you know, my 80% going to me, I want the 80% to go to my family because your family's still out there while, you know, you're acting an ass and you're in prison. So you don't lose your benefits. I don't know how many felonies you can have on your record, but I do know that the VA looks at your service record. So if you are honorably discharged and you go commit a felony, you're not going to lose your benefits.
Okay, thank you.
Is this a big concern you have, brother?
No, not for me.
Oh.
But for...
No judgment.
For my...
I'm judging him.
I have a friend...
Oh, is this how the story goes? I got this friend.
I know a guy. I know
really,
a guy.
Really, dude?
Yeah.
One of my best friends, not you, but one of my best friends, he's facing that, and he asked me to ask Allie for that because he's a little tied up at the moment.
Yeah, he's in the literal sense. That's awesome.
So he's not going to lose his benefits completely. On day 31 of incarceration, it's either 61 or 31. I want to say it's 31. He will get reduced to 10% unless he goes in front of a judge, asks for an apportionment. So the whole pay goes to his family. But when he leaves incarceration, he can just write a letter to the VA saying, hey, you know, I did my time. I want my 60% back.
I worked.
Not that he's going to get it. I don't know. I mean, they're going to give him another revaluation, but.
I worked at the VA for a very short time. And yeah, we had guys come through. They're like, hey, just got out of prison. I'm just getting ready to get things started back up again. You know, I just got out. So what do you need me to do? So yeah, that was a new, I didn't know that when you go to prison, you lose your benefits. So
yeah, Yeah, when I worked, when I was with the Commonwealth, I worked with Plymouth County and Norfolk County in the jails working with their incarcerated veterans, and they didn't know that they could get their benefits back. So, yeah. So, listen, you know, there's no shame.
Of course there is.
No, there isn't.
There absolutely is.
No, there isn't. No, there isn't. I'll tell you, well, for some crimes, but if you got a veteran who did like 2-3 tours, even one tour, and you saw some stuff, and then you come back and you like, you hurt yourself, and the VA throws all these opioids at you, you become addicted, so you start selling, you get caught up, and now you're in jail. Whose fault is that? I mean, ultimately, you are responsible for your own decisions, but what started that? The VA has already acknowledged, they've already conceded that they started the opioid crisis.
Damn, so, she's spoiled the plot for Cherry, the movie.
Cherry, the movie?
Yeah, Cherry, the movie is exactly what she's talking about.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I'm going to have to watch it.
Maybe. Who's in that?
I don't know.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, yeah, like, you
know,
what she's doing
with the Val Kilmer episode.
Oh, listen, oh my gosh, she's sitting there, he's got a tracheotomy, and oh, it's so sad, and I'm like, of all days, like, I've been crying for 2 days, I might as well just...
Come on, say it in that Massachusetts accent, let's hear it. I'm all verklempt.
I'm overclamped. Welcome to Coffee Talk.
I think the guy that stars in is the same guy from Spider-Man.
The British one?
Yeah.
Tobey Maguire.
No, like the brand new,
oh,
like
I don't like
Marvel
that kid. I'm not a fan.
No judgment.
It was a plot. That's what I was saying.
Let's talk about 100%. So with anything, if you want to show an increase, if you want to file for an increase, you're at 40, you want 60, you're at 80, you want 100, it's always going to be the same thing. You have to show that there is an increase in severity of the disability. And that means paperwork. That means going to the doctors. That means getting a diagnosis. That means showing that you have a limited range of motion from less than what it was when you were originally diagnosed. So just going one time, and I get this all the questions, like the, not to say that all questions are dumb, but a little bit of common sense, a little bit of thinking and Googling will help.
Yeah, Eric.
I get like, how many times do I have to go to a doctor? And I'm like, enough times to get a diagnosis, you know, like, well, I have PTSD. How do you know you have PTSD? Do you have a diagnosis? No. Okay, you need that diagnosis. You need a medical professional to give you that diagnosis and say, yes, you have PTSD. Yes, you have anxiety, depression, tinnitus, hearing loss, all that stuff. Without the diagnosis, you guys, it's going to be so hard for that VA rater who is looking at claims literally all day long to find that claim favorable. So make it easy on yourself, establish a pattern, establish some evidence. You're only helping yourself. And if you are on active duty now and you're listening to me, listen, go to sick call. Okay. You're not doing yourself any favors by sucking it up. I saw a TikTok today and it says, you hurt your knees. So you keep taking ibuprofen until you don't have any more cartilage in your knees. Suck it up. You're a soldier. And I'm like, oh my God. So, of course, I had to comment because I'm like, don't do that.
I saw that TikTok, and I bet your right eye started twitching as soon as you were reading.
Yeah, I was like, listen, as the unofficial TikTok VSO, please don't do this. Please go to sick call. Please go to your PCP. Go to medic. Go to your med bay, whatever branch you were in. Go get seen because you want that medical evidence. You want to show that there were complaints in your service records. And when you get a denial, the VA, it's the first thing the VA says is there was no documentation in service records. So there is life after the military, guys. I promise. You just don't suck it up. I mean, you have like a hangnail. All right, suck it up. Don't be a wuss. But if your knees are creaking and cracking, come on. Yeah, I got a finger for you, bro.
Wow. Oh, I guess football season has started, huh?
Oh, I guess it is, huh?
Trash is about to start getting talked. What was that? Was that like your from Foxborough gangster moves? What the hell is going on there? I've been to Foxborough. You're not fooling anybody. Good Lord, dude.
Yeah, Foxborough is very to do.
Yes, I'm.
But I don't live in Foxborough. I live in Taunton. And Taunton's pretty ghetto, so I'll fight you.
I get it, dude. I totally get it. All right.
So that's what's going on. Do your research. Please get your documentation. Get your evidence. Get the diagnosis. You need more than one visit to the doctor. You have to show that there is an increase in severity of the disability. And that's if to get to 100, that's to get to 40. But keep in mind that sometimes you might be maxed out. Like, for instance, I had a veteran reach out to me on TikTok saying he's got 10% for tinnitus. How does he increase it? And I had to laugh because I'm like, my guy, you can't.
You can't.
You're
get more,
maxed out.
You can't get
You're
more
maxed
death,
out
bro.
At 10. Yeah, at 10. No. So read the 38 CFR. Google 38 CFR musculoskeletal. 38 CFR traumatic brain injury. Literally, it has everything known to man in that thing. It's a little difficult to read, but knowledge is power.
That's what
Please
we keep
read.
You around for.
I mean, for real. Yeah. Oh, and I'm not taking any new appointments. I'm literally booked out till the end of September.
Whoa.
And that's a new appointment every hour on the hour. Monday, Tuesday, Thursdays, and Fridays. Wednesdays are my training days. I don't take appointments on Wednesdays. So yeah. So for the next however many weeks of that, I'm completely booked. I'm not taking any new appointments.
Plus, if any new documentaries come out for any actors, I mean, your schedule's shot.
I know. What am I going to do? It. I have a book. I've been reading this damn book for like 2 months. I can't finish it because I don't have time. So I'm going to finish it. I will be in Texas next week. So next Monday, I'll be in yet another new location. So that'd be fun. Yeah, doing some training down in Texas.
We're going to absolutely love it when you finally get the chance to come and visit us.
Yes. Well, eventually.
We can take it to a Broncos game.
Yeah. Oh,
absolutely. And I will gladly wear my Patriots jerseys.
What the hell? Not you have to wear your MBR shirt, brah.
Look.
I will.
Look,
bro.
If the guy can't wear a Trump shirt, you can't wear a Patriots
yeah,
shirt.
Exactly. That's like ground.
Who didn't wear a Trump shirt? I don't tell people not to wear
some
a Trump
guy,
shirt.
It was
South
some...
Padre Island.
They
had we had a Trump store somewhere down the road and they closed.
In Massachusetts?
Like, oh, that's a surprise. So yeah, believe it or not, like as liberal and Democrat as this state is, there's a huge following. There's a lot of veterans here because their veterans benefits are top notch.
Yeah, you ought to see the picture getting in the studio right about now. Allie, cannot thank you enough for helping us out. We really appreciate all of your advice.
I know.
Hopefully next week things drastically calm down in the world of veterans and things like that.
So I do want to say if anybody is listening and you are struggling, this is, we're all hurting. But do call the crisis line. If you're not one to talk, you can actually text the crisis line and they'll text you right then and there. If you are in like an immediate crisis, please walk into the nearest emergency room. Don't do anything stupid. Not over this. I know it hurts to watch. I know it hurts, but.
Look at her. I love looking at her face as she reads it. That's my favorite part. As she's reading it, you can see it on her face. Can't wait for you to come to Colorado, Allie. Oh, it's going to be good.
Yeah, so I was looking at tickets that you went like skyrocket. Remember last time I was like, yeah, they were $500. Now they're like $800.
What's God's
and I'm like,
country?
That's,
who wouldn't
want
to come to Colorado?
Kind of stupid. I know. Who wants to go to Colorado?
No, who wouldn't want to come to Colorado? It's beautiful here. And we're
so
not
my
on
husband's
fire
from
this
Colorado.
Year.
I actually do love Colorado. He's from, where are you from, babe? Colorado City? No. Canyon City, Colorado. The Royal Gorge Bridge. Yeah, that's where he's from. It's beautiful. Love it.
Yeah, you got to get Southwest. You're trying to fly Southwest? Because Southwest will always be cheaper than
Why would you
airlines.
Want someone we like to fly on Southwest?
I know. I thought we were friends,
guys.
Oh,
okay.
So I fly
you're
going to
make me fight for my seat and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I want the window.
Didn't we do last week with the airline attendant duct taping the people to the seat?
Oh, that did happen.
That would be her. Can you imagine her get on a plane? Allie, thank you so much for being a part of the show.
I've never had to fight on a plane. Nope. Adding it to my bucket list, though.
Yeah, right? Now I want to.
Hey,
have a great week. See you. Good times in Texas.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. You guys be good. Call me if you need me.
And
don't do anything.
Tell your poor husband we said thank you.
They say thank you.
You didn't just say it like
right,
that.
Have a good night. Call
good
me
night.
If you need me. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. It is tribute to the troops.
This is an MBR moment of heroism.
Sir, I don't know how to tell the story.
Well, you got to, Joe. You tell the American people what these men did here. You tell them how my troopers died.
Military Broadcast Radio proudly salutes U.S. Navy and Nevada National Guard veteran Jason T. Swanger. Born October 26, 1979, in Providence, Rhode Island, Jason graduated from East Providence High School in 1998. A year later, he joined the United States Navy, where he served his country as a culinary specialist for the next 11 years. After separating from the Navy, he joined the Nevada National Guard to continue serving his country. He also joined the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department in 2013. In his time as a police officer, he served his community in the South Central Area Command and Enterprise, where he was a field training officer for both areas. Officer Swanger died June 24, 2021 from complications due to COVID-19 he contracted while in the line of duty. On behalf of Military Broadcast Radio and a grateful nation, thank you for your service.
Into the H-Train Show.
Wow, that was way off.
All right, and we are back here with the show to highlight all the nonprofit programs out there. We got the VA, the U.S. I just got a message through all of it, but I know that there's a lot of people out there that, you know, that are hurting because of the Afghanistan pullout, and there's also others that are hurting, you know, dealing with cancer and stuff like that. So we want to let you all know that our thoughts and our prayers are with you with whatever you're doing, and keep fighting the good fight. I don't want to say his name, but
let's just call him Bob.
Yeah. So
Billy Bob.
Yeah. So we will
Robert
pray for you, and we'll keep that going. Well, we had a great show today.
Did we?
I think so.
I had a great show. You did okay.
As always, Willie's the star of the show.
And I think Eric won the comment of the night.
With which one? He's had so many.
Yeah.
Although the nightstand comment.
He was on fire.
Yeah, he really was. The nightstand comment, that was really good.
That was over the top.
That was really good. Well-placed, well-timed.
Yes.
That's the first time I've seen Allie not have anything to say. Willie has a fresh bottle of bourbon sitting at home for him.
Different Willie.
Oh.
I'm the Willie. You're not. You are also the Willie.
But I don't get a bottle of bourbon.
But you don't get
both
a bottle
give
of bourbon.
Me the willies.
Agree.
Hey.
Hey now. Yay win. Look at me. Yeah. Well, hey, I'm happy to share. Come on over, kids. I'll share my bottle of bourbon. Not tomorrow night because I'm shooting bows and arrows with other veterans. But hey, any other
that
night.
That bourbon does not mix.
Shooting bows and arrows?
Yeah.
I don't know. It could be a good time. Go Hunger Games out there.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's me.
Run, Rob, run.
Except I'm that the little girl that dies at the beginning of the damn thing.
Oh,
I suck at this.
At least you get buried in flowers there. Yeah, you know,
that.
Forever a martyr.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
Big
I love the Hunger
fan.
Games. I am.
We're living it right now. I mean.
we're about there.
We're about District 9-ish right about here. So, yeah. Good call on your part. Yeah, I like the Hunger Games, too. It's actually, have you read the books?
Yeah, well, I listened to it when I was a heavy equipment operator. I listened to them all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good books.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Them a lot.
Oh, that one part where they're in the tunnels and they're like calling out her name. They did not do that, Justin, in the movie.
No,
that was creepy as heck in the books.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. The movie skimmed over that.
Well, on the death of her sister, same. They did not do that justice in the movies at all.
A lot of movies.
They went soft.
Yeah.
A lot
of especially, do you like Dan Brown books? Like Da Vinci Code?
Yes.
Angels and Demons?
Yes.
Inferno? Well, no, is it Inferno? I think it's Inferno, the last one they did.
Mm-hmm.
The ending of that book is way better than the movie. They changed everything.
What are you reading right now?
I don't really read.
You just said
he listened.
To a lot of books.
Oh, okay.
So right now I'm listening to Thrawn Treason, Star Wars.
Really?
Thrawn's about to come out. Oh, militarily genius! Like the way they set up these books.
I didn't know you were a Star Wars guy.
Oh, big time!
No kidding.
I'm into all the lore, canon, legends. Yeah.
What? I had no
idea. Bad Batch was kind of disappointing.
Dude!
A little bit, you know? It could go somewhere, but this was...
Yeah.
It could have been better.
They turned it into a kid's show.
Yeah.
It was disappointing. I agree completely.
Yeah.
And that's not the way it was intended.
No. And, you know, hopefully the next couple seasons... Like Mandalorian, first season wasn't very good. Second was much better.
I tell you what, I didn't talk about it, but there's like six actors right now in a lawsuit with Disney. I don't see any Marvel comic or Star Wars movie coming out anytime soon.
Yeah, Star Wars is an unstoppable force.
Yeah. They've already got it listed out. Like, man, Boba Fett's about to come out.
Yeah.
What is it?
The Book of Boba Fett.
What is it? Squadrons? Or is it the next movie?
Yep.
Rogue Squadron or something's the next movie.
They
got Obi-Wan Kenobi coming.
They have a bunch of movies, but until they get this lawsuit done with these, like, actors and stuff.
I thought she backed off.
Last time I checked, she didn't.
I haven't seen the movie yet.
But
so.
We're talking about like five actors. This is not one.
I thought it was just Scarlett Johansson.
I know.
Emma Stone
jumped in. Dwayne Johnson.
Okay, she did end up suing. I think The Rock will jump in.
No, he already jumped in.
Has Jungle Book released yet?
It was the same situation.
Yeah, I don't think his movie's out yet.
His movie's out.
Okay,
yeah, the one where he's the boat captain.
Yeah.
His movie's out.
But when
he responded to Emma Stone's,
mm-hmm.
I see I'm going to have the same situation
Who's
or whatever.
Elsa. Was it Elsa?
Cruella
De Vil.
Yeah.
Oh, that movie.
Yep. Disney just has to redo the contract so they get the bonuses for the Disney releases also.
Right. But
so they have to stop being cheap.
I think it's going to take a while.
Hmm.
I really do.
Well, all the next movies, you know, they're going to renegotiate.
But The Book of Boba Fett isn't scheduled to come out for quite some time, I thought.
December 23rd.
That's
for a Star Wars fan, that's quite some time, bro.
That's Christmas.
I'm aware.
I know.
I am very aware.
I know. Is there anything else? I think Obi-Wan Kenobi's coming before it.
That is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for the Obi-Wan TV series. That is going to be so rocking, dude.
There's a bunch of stuff. Hawkeye's coming soon. TV show. It could be pretty mean. And it's going to be about his daughter, too.
So I didn't know. So my kids rant and rave about the TV show Flash. Apparently the show is amazing. I've been watching Gotham.
Yep.
Have you seen that?
I have not. I never took the time.
I watched it. I lost interest about after season two.
It gets... Really? Because it's super dark. It's like... It's
slow.
Telling all the backstories of all of the bad guys. Uh-oh, what? Sorry.
Sorry, we got to...
My fault.
We're just running low.
5, 4, 4, 3, 3, 2.
There you go.
1, 1. We have ignition. Strap in.
It's the 2-minute warning.
2-minute warning.
What we learned today.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Sponsored by Common Ground Golf Course in Colorado. A place for all and all the game teaches.
Did I just get yanked off stage on my own radio show?
That really
just happened, didn't it? You guys gave me the hook.
The hook, definitely.
I'm doing more of that producer role. We have timelines to meet.
Wow, that just happened. You're like, oh yeah, cool story, bro.
We got a 2-hour show and I got 3 minutes left. We got a 2-minute warning and close this place out.
Rob, what did you learn today?
Let's see. What did Rob learn today? That Eric Reed is harsh, dude.
He's observant,
and he
too.
Takes on. Yeah, he absorbs what's going on in the background.
Yeah,
I'm so glad all she had on that nightstand was like a bottle of hairspray, because that could have been catastrophic if Eric Reed saw anything else.
Willie, what did you learn today?
I learned that green shirts can be very interesting.
Yes, they are. I think we should all get green MBR shirts one day.
Yeah,
we could totally do that. We could totally
do that.
We could totally do that.
Oops.
In fact, the white shirts that we have, I could probably spray those and make those green shirts.
Can't we get green? I'm Irish. Can't we get green ones?
Yeah, we could. For St. Patty's Day?
Yeah, man.
That'd be good for events.
I'll work on that. Yeah. I'm still working on the the U.S. flag. If anybody, if our listeners, anybody knows anything about tie-dyeing, I really need a supervisor.
You need a you need several of them.
Yeah. So reach out if you're good at tie-dyeing. I got a project. I need supervisation. Okay. Pipes, what did you learn today?
I guess I learned I really need to get involved with more of these nonprofits because going boar hunting really sounds like a lot of fun. I've been wanting to do that for a long time, and knowing their groups, I can go out to
They're
do it
people.
With. Yeah.
They are really good people. You should definitely reach out to Larry.
Really great.
Don't tell them you know us.
I know a nonprofit that, well, I don't know about this year or last year, but every year they take veterans to Africa to do an Africa hunt.
Whoa.
They've constantly in the past asked me, hey, you want to go? You want to go? So now that I know that you want to do something like that.
I don't know
if
I want to do that. Boars are invasive, and they're not natural here, so I feel safer taking them. That's more or less conscious.
Okay. How is it? Talking about Star Wars, I'm burning the clock. Your crap right now isn't burning the clock.
You got 20 seconds. You can talk Star Wars if you want. No, not yet. We got another 15 seconds.
Yeah. Now what? Now what are we going to talk about? But yeah. I was having a great time talking about Star Wars. Now all of a sudden,
what series are you excited about? The thing that Kenobi. I learned the man.
That's the show for today, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with an all-new show. And remember, you can listen to us again and again. The podcast, this radio show, is available right after we go off here tonight. And remember, we're here for you, not for us. Giving our veterans a voice.
Thanks, everybody. See you next Monday.